Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, January 16th. West Grey Police say they've laid charges against a woman after her dogs allegedly attacked a man and left him with serious injuries. Police and Municipal Animal Control started an investigation earlier this month after a 58-year-old man who was jogging along Glen Elg Holland Town Line was attacked by several dogs. According to West Grey Police, somewhere between 5 and 10 dogs mauled the man for several minutes, leaving him with what they describe as serious life-altering injuries. Police say eventually a passing driver chased the pack of dogs off and transported the man to Markdale Hospital, where he remains. The 69-year-old West Grey woman who owns the dogs was arrested on Tuesday and is charged with criminal negligence causing bodily harm. Aaron Eldersley's approved its 2025 budget. The $15.7 million spending plan includes a municipal tax rate increase of 5%. That'll cost the average homeowner about another $45 on the annual property tax bill. Key capital projects include a new fire hall and public works building in Paisley and the reconstruction of 3rd Street Southwest in Chesley. More budget discussions are set for Friday in the town of the Blue Mountains. Council's been going through the document line by line. Residents are still looking at a tax hike of more than 11%, but that could change as deliberations continue. The coordinator of the Grey Bruce Poverty Task Force anticipates an increased need for this year's Community Volunteer Income Tax Program. Jill Umbach says the task force released a report this week detailing how the program was able to help people save a combined $3.2 million in the region last year. She says the Community Volunteer Supported Service provides free tax preparation for modest income earners.
I think it was around 35,000 people that were eligible for the program, and we know that we are not close to even touching that.
And in national news, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith says she won't agree to any taxes or cuts to Alberta energy exports to the U.S. She was the lone dissenter after provincial and territorial leaders met yesterday with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to discuss the potential Trump tariffs.
The interest of this country means we're going to have to look at everything we can, and we'll make sure that it's fair across the country. But nothing can be off the table if the U.S. continues to choose to move forward with these punishing tariffs.
All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for more gains at the opening bell today after yesterday's rally. Futures up in pre-market trading. Yesterday, the Dow was up 703 points, closing at 43,221 after a cooler-than-expected inflation report south of the border. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ rallied as well. The tech stock benchmark up more than 2%. The TSX closed 200 points higher to 24,789. Bitcoin trading flat this morning, hovering at just under $100,000 U.S. The price of oil is down nearly 1%, $79.25 per barrel, while gold's up a half percentage point to $2,730 an ounce. The Canadian dollar's at 69.51 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX. Connor McDavid passed Jerry Curry for the second most points in franchise history. Now he trails just the great one. Edmonton defeated Minnesota. Buffalo topped Carolina. Here's a rare one. Sabres didn't have a shot in the third period, yet they got credited with a goal. Carolina had their net empty. Ryan McLeod was in alone, but Brent Burns snapped his stick in half. A penalty shot was awarded, which is an automatic goal when the net is empty. That gave McLeod his first ever hat trick. PWHL, New York had a shootout win against Minnesota. The Raptors knocked off the defending champion Celtics. The Blue Jays introduced new closer Jeff Hoffman. What's of note here is the Braves and Orioles backed away after MRIs on his throwing shoulder. Hoffman says he feels fine and it's a non-issue for him. Jays signed Hoffman to a three-year, $33 million deal. And the Canadian men are done at the Australian Open. Felix Auger-Aliassime, Denis Shapovalov, and Gabriel Diallo all lost. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The OHL's Western Conference top prospects lost 5-4 in overtime to the East in last night's first OHL prospects game in Brantford. Owen Sound Attack players David Bedkowski, Harry Nancy, and Matthew Kaprowski played on the West team. Tomorrow, the Attack head on the road to face Connor Smith and the Brampton Steelheads. You can hear all the action live on Kiev Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. The Meaford Knights host the Wasaga River Dragons at 7:30 this evening. And in the PJHL, Carter Survey scored scored twice to help the Kincardine Bulldogs to a 4-1 win over the Fergus Whalers. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather's coming up next. A few flurries today, a couple centimeters expected for most of the region. Some heavier snow could fall in parts of Bruce County. Squalls possible along the Lake Huron shoreline and Bruce Peninsula. A high of -4, feeling more like -10. Tonight, 5 centimeters of snow and a low of -6. And mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of some flurries and a high of 1.